I'd really like to thank you for the questions that you've asked and the interest you've shown in this particular aspect of the music. I'd like to empower you to go out and take prisoners and make sure that everyone is as enthusiastic as you seem to be and as knowledgeable as you seem to be. It's fascinating music, and one of the things that we as people who live in this country have not taken advantage of is that people come here from afar. We touched on it in the international significance of jazz, but I can't underscore too much or too heavily, I can't underscore it too heavily, that many people who have difficulty in hearing the music and in experiencing the music realize that it is a very important part of the 20th century, and the music that's created here is music which stands as an example for people all over the world, and we kind of throw it away. So we should look at it a little carefully and a little more carefully, and look at the various aspects. I was talking about style. Look at you may find that there are specific older styles that you're not aware of. And that some parts of the cool aspects of jazz, some parts of the jazz that came about during the period when Cannonball Adderley and Les McCann and some guys were kind of going into a gospel kind of feel, that may appeal to you. There are as many styles of jazz as there are people playing them. So to say, I don't like jazz, you may not like what I play. You may not like what someone else does, but there may be some aspect of it that you say, gee, that's gorgeous. Hey, that really touches me. And that requires something that I think audiences who come to these halls here seem to be approaching, and that is to have personal experiences, to experience what music can do for you. Gentleman was saying what jazz does for him. It seems to do that for more people than other kinds of music in terms of the way jazz makes you feel if you like it. And if you listen to it and you find that it makes you feel a certain way when you hear certain kinds of things. To hear Ben Webster's saxophone solo, to hear Lester Young play, to hear the great jazz artists, to hear the music of Duke Ellington, Stan Kenton, various, these are all different things. They require a different kind of listener. Some people may be eclectic in their taste. They may like more than others. But almost everybody can find a particular aspect of the music that he or she can relate to because it's a very broad palette to paint on. Thank you very much. You've been a very wonderful audience.